ladies and gentlemen, from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by Pasquale's Pizza. Also brought to you by our new sponsor, Baystar Security Patrol.
Well, you have to talk to my lawyer on that one.
Brought to you by Route 66 Moving and Storage.
What an uppercut by Douglas, and down goes Tyson.
Don Pico's and the Rib Shack. Carol's Meats.
Hi, this is Mike. When you're in Brisbane, come by Carol's Meats and have a nice tri-tip sandwich.
Midtown Market in Brisbane, California. And the WBO. And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Formerly vacuum cleaner salesman, strongest man on earth, and now mental giant.
Ladies and gentlemen.
We'll be all right if we don't get hit.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. My name is Pedro Fernandez, and yes, I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, of course, been covering boxing and MMA now for 26 plus years. And today, I deliver, folks. I bring you the godfather of the HBO crew. That's right, Larry Merchant himself in the house tonight at 40 minutes past the hour. So if you'd like to talk to Larry, we have toll-free phone lines all across America, Canada, Puerto Rico, of course, and the Virgin Islands. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. We'll also talk a little MMA with Slammin' Sammy Perez. I'll bring in one of my favorite guys, the best cook in the entire world, folks. Isaac Mejia will be here as well. And, of course, I've got some videos going right now at justin.tv/ringtalkworldwide. So if you'd like to join us in the chat room, if you'd like to watch the videos we've got going on, I will put some videos up of the Berto Ortiz fight last week. And, of course, the defeat of Juan Manuel Lopez. Big upset there. Actually, we were both big upsets, but Juanma, 30-0, 27 knockouts. Not anymore. Now he's 30-1, folks. Got lit up by a guy named Orlando Salida. Who's Salida? Guy with a 35-11 record. But the bottom line is, he is no longer champion. So we got lots of stuff to talk about today on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
I love the way that you walk, the way that you talk.
When famous people or regular folks are in San Francisco, they all go to one place when they want great ribs. It's the famous Rib Shack in San Bruno, California. With an organic array of ribs, meats, and chicken, the world-famous Rib Shack, located at 223 El Camino Real, that's a half mile south of Highway 380 in San Bruno, is where the president and his crew eat. And anytime baseball legend Dusty Baker is in town, he too makes sure that the famous Rib Shack is on his agenda. And when we throw a party here at the Sports Byline Studios, the famous Rib Shack has supplied us with the world's best ribs. You can order online anytime at FamousRibShack.com or give them a call at 650-952-2809. Now remember, you don't have to be the president to get the best ribs in the world. Just stop by the famous Rib Shack at 223 El Camino in San Bruno. Check out the FamousRibShack.com website. The famous Rib Shack, San Bruno, California, a proud sponsor of Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Whether you live in the San Francisco Bay Area or you're visiting for business or pleasure, if you crave fine Mexican cuisine, Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro, located at 461 El Camino in San Bruno, California, is the only place to go. With award-winning chef Isaac Mejia in charge, Don Pico's is without a doubt both a customer and food critic's dream. With organic recipes highlighted by Neiman Ranch meats and five-star service, Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro has no peers. They're open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro can be contacted by phone for a party or special events catering at 650-589-1163 or check out their website at donpicosbistro.com. The critics, customers, Yelp, and Google all rate Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro numero uno. Find out why. For more information, go to their website, www.donpicosbistro.com, or call 650-589-1163.
You know, I'm knocking out all bums, and wait a second. I'm on the web 24/7. I'm talking about the website, folks, ringtalk.com, your inside look into the world of boxing. For nearly a quarter century, Mike Carroll of Carroll's Meats, Fish, Poultry, and Deli in Brisbane, California, has been our family's meat man. Located at 249 Visitation, Mike Carroll and his crew are experts when it comes to beef, pork, fish, poultry, and of course, their deli sandwiches are an internet rave of Yelp.com. So if you're tired of prepackaged meats, and like me, prefer to watch the butcher cut a steak just how you like them, then stop by Carroll's Meats located at 249 Visitation in Brisbane, California for beef, pork, fish, poultry, and a fine deli, plus a great catering service. Mike Carroll of Carroll's Meats, Fish, Poultry, and Deli in Brisbane, California.
When you're in Brisbane, come by Carroll's Meats. Have a nice tri-tip sandwich.
Give Mike a call at 415-467-3007. That's Carroll's Meats, Fish, Poultry, and Deli at 415-467-3007.
Would it bother you much if I worked a little longer?
Just pull the door closed when you leave.
Thank you.
If there's magic in boxing, it's the magic of fighting battles beyond endurance. Beyond cracked ribs, ruptured kidneys, and detached retinas. It's the magic of risking everything for a dream that nobody sees but you.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He is the greatest fighter of all times, next to me.
I'm here and I'm ready. They're not. Bring it.
Check it. 13 minutes past the hour. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide and the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. And of course, I am the man, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airways, folks. Often imitated, but never duplicated. Open phone lines coast to coast. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. And of course, lots of things to talk about today, but first and foremost, let's talk about that Victor Ortiz. Oh, man, Victor Ortiz and Andre Berto doing it last week. I mean, on HBO, it was a hell of a fight. These guys, they were duking it out from the start. And, of course, Berto, the undefeated Haitian-American, coming in here a slight favorite over Victor Ortiz because Victor had sort of dogged it a couple of years ago with Marcos Medina. He was, of course, the guy that fought Eric Morales a couple of weeks ago in a pretty close fight, although Medina won, and a lot of Mexican fans think that Merrick Morales won. Listen, you don't get a moral victory. You don't win a fight. It may be a moral victory, but you don't win the fight for standing up for 12 rounds and taking a licking. And that's what happened. He got licked like a stamp for the most part. At the most, I gave Eric Morales 5 rounds. I sort of wanted to go 4 rounds and then one even. So I had given Medina 7 rounds. I thought he clearly won the fight, as did the judges. So as far as Eric Morales is concerned, I think he's toast. And, of course, he wants to now possibly fight another aging champion, another big fat beer drinker, and Ricky Hatton. Of course, Ricky Hatton, the guy that got busted when that chick ratted him off. She did that secret video of him snorting those big lines of cocaine about 6 or 8 months ago. And, of course, it was on YouTube and on all those video sites. But only thing I've got to say is, Ricky, if you were snorting lines that big, the coke must have been crap. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing as you watch Berto go down here. Of course, we have the chat room and the videos going at justin.tv/ringtalkworldwide. You're watching Victor Ortiz just kick the snot out of Andre Berto. And, you know, Berto had it coming, and I'll tell you why. He was a connected fighter. When I say connected, I don't mean by the mafia. I mean by Al Haymon, who might as well be the mafia because he was an old music producer and now a rap guy. And now he's like in tight with Kerry Davis, who happens to be an African-American, as does Al Haymon. I mean, there's the tie. There's the tie right there. And Al Haymon brings these guys to Kerry Davis, and Kerry Davis signs them up. And, you know, giving Berto like million-dollar purses and this and that. For what? I mean, absolutely for what? There are so many guys out there that deserve to get paid in boxing. Andre Berto, in my opinion, was just not one of them, okay? Didn't deserve high six-figure paydays or a seven-figure payday. I think he got $1 million-plus last week for the licking that Ortiz put on him. And I don't want to say exposed, but, yeah, he was exposed as a very, very one-dimensional fighter. On the other side, as far as upsets were concerned, and we're watching the video right now at ringtalk.com/ringtalk, at justin.tv/ringtalkworldwide. I'm talking about Juan Manuel Lopez. Juanma, they called him. 30-0, 27 KOs. Oh, yeah, he's going through a divorce. Oh, yeah, he's got plenty of girlfriends. Oh, yeah, he's got distractions. Look, the guy's job is to be a professional boxer. It's not my fault if he goes up to 190 pounds between fights. That's on him. That's not on me. That's not on the fans. That's not on his wife. That's not on any of the girls he's sleeping with. That's just on him, okay? And the bottom line at the end of the day is that he wasn't prepared for this fight. And even if he was prepared, Orlando Salida brings it. He's a Mexican fighter, and without it, he doesn't have a great record at all. It's like 35-11, something like that. But the bottom line is he brings it. He brought it to Yuri Gamboa last year, okay, in September of 2010. He went 12 rounds with Gamboa. Didn't go down, okay? Did a nice, hard 12 rounds with Gamboa. And, of course, the dream fight for Latinos and a lot of boxing fans in general was Juan Manuel Lopez and Yuri Gamboa. Yuri Gamboa, 20-0, I think 16 KOs out of Cuba originally, now living in Miami, as does every Cuban that comes over here. But he is the real deal. There's just no doubt about it. I mean, the guy's like, how can I put this? He's like Superman at 126 pounds. He's built like Adonis, and he's got fast hands. He's sort of like Muhammad Ali. He throws flurries, a little Ray Leonard. He's got it all going on for him, okay? And like slamming Sammy Perez, who you'll hear from in just a few minutes when we talk MMA here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, he was of the opinion that one of these guys was going to lose before the fight happened. And guess what? He did lose before it happened, and the bottom line is, This did not have to happen. I mean, it could have been a super fight. It really could have been a super fight, but it wasn't a super fight. And unfortunately, now the fight is worth spit, sort of like Lennox Lewis and Riddick Bowe. Remember that fight was supposed to take place after Lennox Lewis had beaten Riddick Bowe, beat him like a girl in the 1988 Olympics, of course, and Lennox was the gold medalist, and then Riddick Bowe was the best heavyweight in the world at the time as a professional circa 1992. Of course, Mike Tyson was going to jail for rape and all that kind of good stuff, and Evander Holyfield, yeah, he was still in the mix, but the bottom line is Riddick Bowe and Lennox Lewis are supposed to hook it up, but Rock Newman, who was Riddick Bowe's manager, decided, you know what, we're not going to fight this guy, and then they ended up putting him in with a lot of hobos like Jesse Ferguson and people like that. And, you know, when you fight stiffs, you don't get very good. You just don't do it. It doesn't bring your game up to another level. Ask Roy Jones. Roy Jones fought a lot of stiffs. Like, he fought a cop, a guy from New York, like Ricky Frazier, I think was his name, from New York City. The guy was a cop. This is how much confidence the New York City Police Union, or whatever they want to call themselves, the representatives of the police department over there, they wanted to buy advertising on the bottom of Ricky Fraser's shoes because they thought he was going to get knocked out. And he did get knocked out. Roy Jones lit him up like the White House Christmas tree. But see, Roy never did his thing. He never really did his thing at a higher level. And the reason why he didn't do his thing at a higher level was the fact that he was fighting all these easy guys. And once he got in with a tough guy, his speed was gone. He got lit up like a White House Christmas tree against Tarver beat him up, and who else beat him up? Glenn Johnson knocked him out. Two fights in a row. Antonio Tarver and Glenn Johnson knocked him out twice in a row. Let's take it to the Ring Talk phone line. Let's go to Anthony listening on Extra Sports 860. What's up, big time, Anthony?
Hey, I'm following you, buddy.
Talk to me.
I so know what you're saying. Glenn got in there with Glenn, man. Glenn's going to fry Frosch, too.
Turn that radio down in the background. You think he's going to fry Frosch? You think he's going to take Fry Frosch, but does he have a chance?
I don't think it'll be close.
Does he have a chance, though, against Andre Ward?
No one does right now.
Why is it that Ward is so unbeatable? Tell me why.
I just think he's just so slick and crafty. He's got all of what it takes. He lacks just a little bit of power, but he's just so ring savvy. I don't see him being beatable at all.
What about the lack of finishing guys? He gets guys hurt. He's sort of like painting a picture, but he doesn't do the final stroke. And if you know what I'm talking
about. He messed up, what's his name, out in Oakland. I saw all the fights at Oakland.
Yeah.
First he fought, Mikhail, God, what's the guy?
Mikhail Kessler.
The first one, the brother.
The Colombian. Yeah.
He waxed that guy.
Yeah, he waxed the Colombian, no question about that.
And Kessler, too.
But my point was, and I love Andre Warden, you know, I was the only journalist that picked him to win the Olympic gold medal when Gary Radnich poo-pooed me and all that kind of good stuff when I was back over there in the Cambiar days when I was on the plantation, per se. And I said that he would win the gold medal, and I said he'd win the world championship, but people laughed at me because he had some shaky fights early on as a pro. But I think that the fact that he didn't step in and try to finish those guys, I think that takes away a little bit from him. Instead of being like a 9.5, I sort of give him like an 8 or a 7.8 for some of those performances because of the fact that, you know, he had guys hurt. And when you have guys hurt, you don't have to go for the kill, but you just throw enough punches for where the referee jumps in and stops it. Even if they're on the arms. But Andre doesn't want to seem to do that, and hopefully Andre's listening today, and he'll be on the show before he fights. He's going to fight Arthur Abraham down at the...
That's not going to be close. Abraham was never all that.
Well, you know, but Abraham's going to bring a big Armenian crowd with him down there to the Home Depot Center.
It ain't going to matter
for the gate. That's what they're looking for. They're looking to make a little bit of money at the gate because, you know, in Oakland, for that last fight, we only drew about 4,000 people, and that was a very, very disappointing gate attendance for an Olympic gold medalist and a defending world champion at home.
Yeah, but he's been filling it up pretty good, you know.
Yeah, we'll see what he can do next time when he comes home. But the bottom line, he's got Arthur Abraham first, and he's about a 3-1 favorite over Abraham. And you think he licks Abraham like a stamp, huh?
Oh, yeah. No. I don't even think that'll be close fight. I think it's exactly the kind of guy that caters to him because he's going to come at him. The guy's got power, but he has no defense whatsoever. He's been exposed.
Okay.
I mean, look at his last fight.
Yeah, all right. Tell me this, though. If Andre Ward is the best fighter pound for pound at 168 pounds.
I'm not saying that.
No, at 168.
He's on his way.
No, at 168 pounds. That's what you just said. Who's the best Who is the best fighter pound for pound in boxing right now?
I really hate to say this. I really do because I don't like him. It's Mayweather. If he would fight, I think he's still the best pound for pound because he's still undefeated. You know, he does fight defensively. I don't like him as a person, but I think he's the most polished boxer out there. And if he stayed active, it wouldn't be Pacquiao. And if they fight, I don't think that'll be close.
Okay,
and I think he will just walk right through Pacquiao, not a knockout walk through. Okay. But he's too good of a defensive fighter, too good of a counterpuncher, and Pacquiao will come right at him.
Anthony, last question for you: am I going overboard by calling Floyd Mayweather Jr. a creep?
No, not at all.
Okay. I appreciate your call. I appreciate your call, man. God bless and happy Easter.
Yeah, you too, buddy.
Right. You tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on, of course, the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. Want to say hello to my lovely daughter out there. Happy Easter, Jacqueline Fernandez. She's working right now, baby. I hope you're listening to the radio, because Daddy loves you. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Next up, we talk MMA with Slammin' Sammy Perez.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
Do you suffer from arthritis, muscle soreness, muscle cramps, or joint pain and stiffness? If so, Arthritic Max Arthritis Relief can help you. Scientifically advanced Arthritic Max Arthritis Relief combines the new Miracle Cure Celedrin with clinically proven pain relief ingredients to not only reduce arthritis pain, but to eliminate it. Apply it once in the morning and once in the evening for 24-hour relief. Arthritic Max Arthritis Relief is easy to open and easy to use, so there are no lids or caps to struggle with, and there are no messy tubes. Don't let arthritis, muscle soreness, joint pain, or stiffness slow you down or limit your daily activities. If you're looking for relief, get Arthritic Max Arthritis Relief. Available at arthriticmax.com.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
And it is all over! He's out. Brock Lesnar is the undisputed UFC heavyweight champion!
Naha, the mighty Tower of Power, bringing us back from the break, folks. Of course, Pedro Fernandez is working with Tower of Power at towerofpower.com. I've got my own section there. It's called Pedro's Song of the Month, and this month we dedicated the songs Some Days Were Meant for Rain, that's the name of the song, Some Days Were Meant for Rain, to ailing broadcaster Nick Charles, and of course Bump City Bill, who passed away last year, a big Tower of Power fan from the city of brotherly love. He passed away last year, both men suffering from cancer. And, you know, Nick Charles took some time out last week to shoot me an email, and I was touched by it. I mean, I was truly touched by it. And he sent me this email, and he says, you know, Pedro, it was a great night of boxing, I had a good time, and I'm still fighting the fight, you know, and he really made me feel good. But it brought tears to my eyes because, you know, I sent him an email back. I said, you know, Nick, I hope your family is handling this better than I am, because when I aired the Nick Charles interview on last Thursday's show, and of course Ring Talk airs live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network on Thursday night at 6 p.m. Pacific time, and then Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific time, and then 4 p.m. Pacific time as well on Saturday. But on the Thursday show last week, I aired an interview with Nick Charles, and it brought me to tears, and I had to turn away from the camera because I didn't want you guys to see me breaking up there on the air. But the bottom line is, his story is very touching. He's a classy man. He's one of three men in boxing history that I think that nobody can say a bad thing about. And I'm talking about Jay Edson, Hank Kaplan, and Nick Charles. When you've only got three guys in an entire sport that nobody can ever say anything bad about, those are pretty good honors. Speaking of honors, we bring in our MMA expert for an abbreviated version today. Of course, I'm talking about Slammin' Sammy Perez. And I want to mention that King Kyle Kingsbury, that's right, the UFC MVP of a fight night a few months ago in Texas, he will be our guest next Thursday night here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. He will do his predictions and lay out all the fights for UFC, I think, 129. Is it UFC 129 next Saturday, Sammy?
That is next Saturday, a week from tonight.
Okay, now who's in the main event there? George St. Pierre?
That's right. It's George St. Pierre defending his welterweight championship against Jake Shields, and that event will be held in Toronto, Canada. So George St. Pierre has somewhat of a home field advantage, if you want to call it that.
Okay, right now I'm airing the video as we speak on JustinDieTV/RingTalkWorldwide of the fight that's about to take place between Nick Diaz, of course, and was it Pat Daly?
Paul Daly.
Man, that was, we talked about this, but going back, I mean, I've seen a lot of MMA fights in the last year or so, and that was one of the best. It just, Nick Diaz brings it. And I had Cesar Gracie, his manager, on the show on Thursday night, and he told me, and he sort of admitted that he will be turning pro as far as a professional boxer is concerned. He's going to take on Jeff Lacy. How do you feel about that?
Well, like we talked about briefly on Thursday night, I'm of the opinion, and this is nothing against Nick Diaz, I'm just of the opinion that while I think he's a phenomenal fighter, but when you're talking about crossing over into the world of boxing, all of a sudden now, you know, Jeff Lacy doesn't have to worry about Nick Diaz taking him down. He doesn't have to worry about Nick Diaz kicking him. He just has to worry about Nick Diaz's hands. And while Jeff Lacy, yeah, granted, he's not the Jeff Lacy of old, he's still a former world champion. Nick Diaz isn't just coming, crossing over into boxing and taking on just any old fighters.
Well, I think Nick Diaz is going to beat him. I'm predicting it right here, right now, and I'm going to tell you why. Jeff Lacy's got one punch. It's a left hook, and if you can duck that left hook, plus he's had shoulder surgery several times on the left shoulder, so I think he's toast. I don't think he's going to be able to handle Nick Diaz's pressure. I think Nick is going to bring it. He may be a bit crude, but I think Nick is going to bring it. And you know what? Nick's not a type of guy, not the type of guy that would embarrass himself. So I think Nick's going to do real well in that fight. So does Cesar Gracie. In fact, Cesar Gracie was telling me that Nick Diaz, and you told me, he runs triathlons, he does all kinds of stuff. So he is a superior athlete, I believe, to Jeff Lacy. The superior boxer, well, we'll have to wait and see. But I think he will beat Jeff Lacy when and if they fight. Real quick tonight, what are we going to do as far as the MTV2 card is concerned? Bellator tonight, anything good?
Yeah, Bellator is featuring their semifinals of the light heavyweight tournament. But one other fighter that you should be noticing or looking for tonight at Bellator is a featherweight, 145-pounder they're bringing over from Britain by the name of Ronnie Mann. This kid is 18-2. He's a great prospect. He was supposed to fight on Bellator's card 2 weeks ago, but because of visa issues, the fight was pushed back 2 weeks. And he's fighting a guy by the name of George Arroca tonight. And be looking for this kid, Ronnie Mann, to do some big things. They're going to hold another featherweight tournament this summer, and he's hoping to get in on that tournament.
Okay, when I have the King on next week, King Kyle Kingsbury, Kyle's really stepped up his game a bit, hasn't he? I mean, you know, he had a couple of shaky fights, but, man, that last fight, he just showed that he's got it all together.
Well, the one thing with Kyle Kingsbury, and it's obviously it's noticeable, it's his physique. I mean, he's training with the mad scientist Victor Conti.
Yep.
And so from that standpoint, as far as his physique is concerned, he's totally revamped it. And on top of that, he's always had the skill set.
Right.
Now what he's doing is he's taking it a step further, stepping up his training, both physically and with his skill set, and okay, Obviously you see the results.
Sam, I'll talk to you soon. Much love, much respect.
Take care, Pedro.
We go from Slammin' Sammy Perez in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, to San Bruno, California, the king of both Mexican food and ribs. I'm talking about Isaac Mejia. What's up, big time, Isaac?
Big Pop, how you doing? I'm over here enjoying myself in my new bar. I don't know if your listeners know that I purchased a bar from the Cliff House, a 25-foot 1925 Brunswick solid mahogany bar with the beautiful, most best tequila collections anywhere in the Bay Area. And also, my restaurant is like walking back in time. It's like an old colonial 1940s speakeasy bar.
Okay, but the Don Picos has expanded. Now it's got a full bar. I mean, I saw the new dining room. I was down there a couple of weeks ago. It looks beautiful, man. That must have cost a few coins.
Well, let me tell you, we have been in San Bruno since 1975. So we got about 37, 38 years here. And I just wanted to do, I don't know if you remember the old Henry Africa's that made drinking actually a fashionable thing to do. You know, when they opened up the windows and it was a C&B scene kind of place?
Yep.
Well, I sort of followed the same footprint as the old Henry Africa's, and I went ahead and got the old Kencha Palms, the magnificent, grandiose bar, you know, with the big chandeliers and the old booths and, you know, gilded frames and artwork from old San Francisco. I don't know if people know that we own the three original oil paintings from the movie Citizen Kane. I have some oil paintings from the Sheridan Palace from the old courtyard, 1910. And, you know, we also house Bing Crosby's private fish collection. So it's not just a place where you can come and have some of the best organic Mexican food in the Bay Area, but it's also a place to see and be seen. And to celebrate my new opening next week on Saturday, we're going to have the Corona Girls. And Don Picos has been chosen to be one of the premier exclusive restaurants to go ahead and we're going to be showcasing Cerveza Victoria. For those of you that don't know what Cerveza Victoria is, that is actually the Michelob of Budweiser type beers for Corona.
Mm-hmm.
Corona came out with a premium beer, kind of like in the footsteps of the Stella Artois. But it's actually an absolutely light amber beer with a. It's almost like having a liquid lunch, to you know, give you an idea of the metaphor for it.
Right.
But it is absolutely delicious, and I'd love for people from your listeners to come on down and enjoy what authentic ranch style California cooking is. In a beautiful atmosphere where they can relax and be treated like family.
I got about 10 seconds. I got about 10 seconds. Give me that address for Don Pico's once again.
Absolutely. It's 461 El Camino Real. For those of you don't know how to get here, just take the exit before the airport if you're coming from San Francisco, or the exit after the airport if you're coming from the south.
That's all.
Right,
that's
on El Camino Real.
That's all in your commercial, Isaac. I love you, and I'll see you soon.
All right, thank you.
Isaac, of course, of Don Pico's and the Rib Chef. Next up on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the godfather of the HBO crew, I'm talking about Larry Merchant. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
Whether you live in the San Francisco Bay Area or you're visiting for business or pleasure, if you crave fine Mexican cuisine, Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro, located at 461 El Camino in San Bruno, California, is the only place to go. With award-winning chef Isaac Mejia in charge, Don Pico's is without a doubt both a customer and food critic's dream. With organic recipes highlighted by Neiman Ranch meats and five-star service, Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro has no peers. They're open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro can be contacted by phone for a party or special events catering at 650-589-1163 or check out their website at donpicosbistro.com. The critics, customers, Yelp, and Google all rate Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro numero uno. Find out why. For more information, go to their website, www.donpicosbistro.com, or call 650-589-1163.
Today, security is paramount. Now, with that being the way of the world in 2011, Baystar Security Patrol is your security specialist. Whether you need one guard or 50, Baystar Security Patrol CEO Mike Chandra, a 30-year police veteran, is without question the man to call. Be it one-time events or the full-time services of Baystar Security Patrol 24/7, they're available to serve you with a staff of highly competent and well-trained security professionals. Baystar Security Patrol has plainclothes officers available for events. Baystar Security Patrol can be contacted by telephone at 650-259-7661 or go to the internet at baystarpatrol.com. When it comes to your safety, be it your own, your family, or your customers and clients, you want the best available, and that's Baystar Security Patrol. 650-259-7661. Baystarpatrol.com.
Before we get back to any more of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, don't forget the website, 24/7 on the web, ringtalk.com, your inside look into the world of boxing.
All over the country, pizzerias duke it out for supremacy. Pasquale's Pizza and Italian Food, located at the corner of 8th and Irving in San Francisco, is the undisputed heavyweight champ when it comes to pizza, steaks, salads, as well as an outstanding menu of Italian food. Run by the same family for over 50 years, Pasquale's has cultivated customers with a half century of fine dining and service. Open 7 days a week, Friday and Saturday until 1 a.m., Pasquale's has developed an impeccable reputation for their fine food. There's only one heavyweight champion when it comes to Italian food in the city by the bay, and we hope that when you visit San Francisco, you find out for yourself just how good Pasquale's is. In San Francisco, they offer delivery and can be reached at 415-661-2140, and they're also available for private parties or for catering your next banquet. The next time you're in the Bay Area, stop by Pasquale's, located in the Sunset District at the corner of 8th and Irving, and see for yourself why Pasquale's is the undisputed heavyweight champion when it comes to pizzas, steaks, and a fine array of Italian food. Pasquale's Pizza and Italian Food, a proud sponsor of Pedro Fernandez and Ring Talk Worldwide.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to my nurse Nancy. She's over there in Concord kicking it. Happy birthday, princess. I think you are like 29 now for the fourth or fifth time. Anyway, this segment of Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by Route 66 Moving and Storage, folks. If you need professional, licensed, and insured movers, I mean guys that take care of your stuff, then your choice should be Route66Moving.com. They've been serving the Bay Area for years now. They're fully insured, licensed, and, of course, they're accredited with the Better Business Bureau. They're a reliable moving company. Our families use them three or four times in the last couple of years. They offer free estimates, professional movers, fully equipped moving trucks. They'll protect your belongings with moving blankets, plastic wrap, bubble wrap, tape, and wardrobe boxes, all for free. Low rates for local moves in California and from the Bay Area to L.A. and San Diego with no hidden charges. For more information, give Nick a call at 1-877-66-MY-MOVE. That's 1-877-66-MY-MOVE for Route 66 Moving. Of course, you can also check them out on the web and get a free online quote at www.route66moving.com. For fast response, once again, route66moving.com. Route 66 Moving and Storage, a proud sponsor of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. My next guest needs no introduction, as he is the godfather of the HBO crew, Larry Merchant. And as I reprinted an old article yesterday from the Flash Gordon's Tonight's boxing program and weekly newsletter, it was sort of like the early version of Flash magazine. It was a newsletter that went out in the late 60s, and take that back to the 70s and the part of the 80s, run by Malcolm Flash Gordon. The quote in the article was, they're talking about Marvin Hagler and after beating Roberto Duran. Larry said that Marvin Hagler was the better middleweight, but Roberto Duran was the greater fighter. And I thought that was an outstanding quote. Godfather, welcome to the show.
Hey, Pedro, how are you?
Just fine. How's your lovely wife?
We're all doing good down here in Southern California.
All right, let's talk about Juan Manuel Lopez last week getting lit up by Orlando Salida. It was a bit of an upset. He was supposed to fight Yuri Gamboa in a big money fight, but sort of like Lennox Lewis and Riddick Bowe, these guys fought, and then one guy lost, and after one guy lost, the luster is sort of taken away from the matchup. Am I right?
Sometimes that happens, and of course, the longer you wait for a match, a big match you want to see, the more likely it is that something's going to happen to make it not happen. That could happen, for example, Mayweather and Pacquiao. But the promoter is supposed to know when the time is ripe. I always questioned whether Top Rank was really serious in wanting the Gamboa fight, because Lopez was a big, big attraction, and Gamboa is getting better and better. And why would you jeopardize a big attraction against a non-attraction? Be that as it may, Lopez is an excellent fighter. He's a puncher. Punchers can sometimes get punched out. And they'll have a rematch, and they'll have a chance to revive himself. And maybe the match with Gamboa will happen a year from now instead of 6 months from now.
But right now it's sort of lost a little luster. I mean, let's be honest. Juan Manuel Lopez,
sure,
he was beaten up pretty good last week by Orlando Salida.
You know, we've gotten too accustomed to this old idea that if a fighter loses a fight, that somehow he's not going to be among the top three fighters who ever fought in the world. Mm-hmm. You know, and I find that whole attitude about being unbeaten, which is a marketing ploy now, okay, that it's crazy.
Unless he loses a fight like Roy Jones.
If you fight enough good fighters, sometimes you're going to lose.
Yeah. Well, what I'm trying the comparison I want to make, though, unless you lose a fight like Roy Jones did twice in a row to Glenn Johnson and Antonio Tarver, those are almost career-ending fights. Even though Roy fought on, the bottom line was Roy Jones was sort of toast after that.
Well, maybe it exposed something in Roy as he was getting older.
Okay.
And because Roy had been elevated to such a height, again, maybe one of the top three fighters or eight fighters, whatever, of all time, that suddenly he seemed like a fighter who, when he makes a mistake and gets nailed, or when he runs into somebody who refuses to lose, and he gets beat. And Roy has not been the same since the Tarver fight, and maybe it exposed him in some ways about his ability to take a punch, which he rarely did when he was younger.
That's true. I remember in the word on Roy Jones in the amateurs, I believe it was 1988, we were at the Olympic trials in Concord, California. And Ray Leonard had told me that he had gotten knocked cold in the gym with 16-ounce gloves on. I mean, knocked cold, where they had to revive him with smelling salts and this and that. So Roy, I said to Ray, I said, Ray, are you going after Roy Jones? Because Ray was in the promotional business. And he said, not as seriously as one would think, Pedro. I said, why is that? He goes, because I don't think he's got a very good chin. So Ray Leonard sort of pointed out in 1988, it took a long time for that to happen. But when it did happen, he got crunched twice in a row. Now, let's change gear.
And at the end of the day, or the night, Leonard was wrong. Look at all those good years he might have had promoting Roy Jones before that was discovered.
Good point. Let's talk about the big upset last week on HBO. I'm talking about Victor Ortiz, vicious Victor Ortiz, a junior welterweight. That means 140 pounds, moving up to 147 pounds, taking on undefeated Andre Berto, a Haitian-American. Berto came in with the undefeated record, Al Haymon backing him. He seemed to be the house fighter, per se, and Ortiz took him apart.
Well, I give Ortiz high marks. I think the fight exposed, in this case, exposed Berto as somebody who has no inside game. He didn't know how to fight on the inside. When he gets inside, either he wants to step back and throw a right hand, and he's got a really good right hand, or he wants a clinch. And the strategy that Ortiz used was simply to go at him, stay on the inside, go to the body as well as the head. He landed many, many, many more body punches as a result. So that part of Berto's game was exposed. And the question is, can a guy who's 26, 27 years old finally learn that when you get close to another guy, you have other options? You can punch him. You learn how to roll your shoulders and avoid punches. But I give the highest marks to Ortiz, moving up in weight and fighting like a man possessed who had to prove his manhood. And he did the job, and it was a terrific fight. And we've had a bunch of terrific fights. You know, the previous weekend, Pedro, there were seven fights in which there were unexpected results, including five outright upsets, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then Morales making his excellent fight against Maidana,
okay,
and Guerrero dominating Katsidis.
Yep.
So we had two weekends where, you know, the scripts didn't work,
okay,
you know, and reminds us that any script for a fight is a work in progress, and that we don't know the end until we see it.
Okay, Robert Guerrero, of course, one of the local guys here in Northern California. People used to accuse me of shilling for him and Andre Ward and Nonito Donaire, and no need to shill for these guys. They are at the top of their game. Pardon me?
That's terrific. I hope they have some more of their fights in Northern California.
Yeah. All right. But when I look at Robert Guerrero right now, and I think that Juan Manuel Marquez is sort of like the recognized lightweight champion, but he's a little older, a little slower in this and that. I would think that the Ghost will be favored over him.
I don't think you're going to find older fighters looking to fight young, quick boxers, okay, in any division. And obviously at this stage of Marquez's career, he's looking for the biggest money fights. And that would be Pacquiao, possibly Morales. I'd love to see Marquez fight Morales, because that's the only one of those great featherweight potential matchups that didn't happen when the featherweights were ruling the boxing world. So Guerrero's going to have to be a little patient and win whatever matches are out there for him until he becomes better known and a better attraction.
Because without a doubt, though, his skills are superior, I think, to Juan Manuel Marquez right now.
I would agree.
Okay. I'm glad you brought up Eric Morales. Now, he had a good fight with Marcos Medina. I didn't think he won the fight, but he had a good fight with Marcos Medina. You know, he's taken a lot of punishment over the years. I mean, especially since his move up from 122 pounds. At 122, he was untouchable. At 126, 130, 135, and now 140, he's taken a bit more punishment. Larry, when is enough enough? I mean, the guy's got money. He's got a nice family. He's got a beautiful wife. He lives down in Tijuana. His father-in-law is a big wrestling promoter down there, and Lucha Libre is still a big thing there in Tijuana. When is enough enough? I mean, the residual effects of professional boxing, you and I have seen it over the years. One fight can sort of turn you into a cartoon.
Only the fighter can decide that, unless his damages are so obvious that even a medical commission will discern it. I mean, Holyfield is still going on. Morales retired at 31, which today is like the equivalent of the old days of 25.
True.
So, yes, he was in a lot of tremendous brawls. One of the Kit Cojones you love to watch fight, and retired and took a few years off, which presumably restored himself physically, mentally, emotionally, and decided that his identity is so defined by being in the ring. And I don't know what his bank account says. It's frequently also connected to what a guy has in his bank account.
True.
That he wanted to come back. Listen, I was among the doubters and skeptics. Everybody in down here was measuring the distance between the ring and the nearest hospital because they thought Maidana would just roll right over him. So you just have to give him credit for coming back in a way that he could maximize his ability. I thought he looked good in terms, even though he weighed 140, he was always a way too tall junior featherweight and featherweight.
True.
You knew that was not his natural weight. It might have been his best fighting weight, but not his natural weight. And I was a little surprised, actually, when he stood up to measure himself up against Maidana, how equal he looked in terms of body size.
Okay.
So you give credit to the guy. He's revived himself. He may have another big fight or two. There are a lot of guys older than him who are still out there. And you hope that he doesn't serve any more damage, but he's a bright kid, and he knows that can happen. And if he decides to take the risks, that's why he's getting the big bucks.
And that's why you are the godfather of the HBO crew. Happy Easter, Larry, to you and your lovely wife.
And to you guys. Thank you.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez, and I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family. family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
If long-term unmanageable debt is making your life miserable and you're tired of living from paycheck to paycheck, get ready for a toll-free number that will change your life. Trinity Debt Management has been helping people just like you cut their interest rates by as much as 60% and increase their credit scores by up to 200 points. In fact, they have a proven program that has worked for thousands. If you're ready to consolidate your bills into one manageable monthly payment and pay off your debt, then call for a free, no-obligation analysis. Trinity's certified counselors will explain the entire program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. To cut your interest rates and help your credit score, call Trinity today at 800-899-0615. That's 800-899-0615. Get a fresh start. Call for free information now. 800-899-0615. 800-899-0615.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free all across America, Canada, Puerto Rico, and, of course, the Virgin Islands. Let's take it to the Rink Talk phone lines. Let's go to Fat City. I'm talking about Stockton, California, bringing Carlos. What's up, Carlos? I got about a minute.
Hey, I just had a quick question, man. Sorry to bother you. Hey, Victor
you never
Ortiz, did he
me.
Win my decision or knockout?
It was a decision, unanimous decision in 12. I mean, he lit Victor Andre Berto up like the White House Christmas tree.
All right, thanks a lot, Pedro.
All Happy the best Easter. To you. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. I want to mention some of my sponsors. Fabio Flores took his family out to Pasquale's Pizza yesterday. He heard about the ads all the way from Sacramento, came down to the zoo in San Francisco, went to Pasquale's, had a great time, had a great pizza, and it had some pizza this morning as well. Send me an email. Want to thank him. Want to thank Pasquale's. Want to thank Route 66 Moving. Route 66 Moving, folks. Check them out on the web, route66moving.com. If you need a moving or storage, they're the people to talk to. And my man Nick is the guy. I'm going down to Don Pico's tonight for another fantastic night of Mexican food and nice drinks there with their brand new cantina. Of course, that's in the 400 block of El Camino Real. So I want to thank all my sponsors as well as, you know, Baystar Security, Mike Tandra, and of course, my man out there in Brisbane, California. I'm talking about Mike Collins and Collins Meat. So until next week, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, keep your butt off the canvas of life. My daughter, Jacqueline, I love you. I want to say hello to Melina over there in Oakland. And, of course, happy birthday once again to Nurse Nancy. Until then, much peace, much respect. I want to thank my producer, Scott Cuddy, the best producer in the damn world. Don't forget to visit one or all of our fine local advertisers the next time you're in the San Francisco Bay Area. That's right. Go to ringtalk.com to find out more about all of them. And, hey, if you have a business and you like to advertise on Ring Talk in your town, send me an email, ringtalk@yahoo.com.